Welcome to The Tripod, where we break down the NRL every game, every week from a punting perspective. I'm Jacob Wynn, he's the Padonis, and it is the NRL Finals Week 1 kicking off this Friday off the back of another great Tripod regular season, which culminated in a 2-0 sweep plus a mixed matchup. $2.15 last week we won as well, 38-16. And as easy as you like, win across all our suggested plays on the Cowboys over the Panthers. Those are plays we don't even track or get credit for, but we gave you the tips and it all helps. You know, after 17 rounds, we were 25 wins and 29 losses on our best bets. In the last 7 rounds, we're 24 wins and 5 losses. And that is punting in a nutshell for you. It's 59% winners overall, but it's not as simple as 3-2 every week. I'd love it if it was that way. If you knew you were going to go 3-2 every week, you just load up on all 5 and make a clean profit. It doesn't work like that. You get the good runs like we've just had. You get the bad runs, which we've experienced as well. If you're good at what you do, the good is going to outweigh the bad. And we've flipped this season on its head. We've done it in front of your eyes. But I have to say something that is a promise that we will not be able to keep tipping over 80%. And that is why I'm going to start this pod with a tip that's not a best bet. And that is, you do not have to unnecessarily increase your betting size. Yes, there's a bigger buzz around the big games. We can't wait to watch them and talk about them. But just because we're running hot and just because they're big games, you don't drastically change your betting size. Now, if you want to look up the Tripod video on staking, we talk about maybe betting 2-3% of your overall bankroll on a $1.90 play, and we advise never over 5% of your bankroll. Naturally, if you've been following the last few weeks, the bankroll is increasing. If your bets are incrementally getting bigger because you've got more to play with in your pool, that's fine. What I'm saying is, don't start allocating a larger percentage of your bankroll just because the games are bigger or because we're hot or whatever, because nothing's guaranteed. And actually, the NRL finals are in many ways harder to beat because there's less games and they are more highly scrutinized. So as always, just stay patient. We've assessed all 4 games. We've got opinions and some leans to share, but we've also got our best bet for the round, just the one. And that is a same game multi on the Sharks Cowboys game. And as you can see on the screen, we're taking Sharks plus 12.5. And then to pick your own line, you add Cowboys plus 11.5, and it comes to $1.80. That's on Sportsbet. This is very much like either team 1-10, which would be the next best way to play this, $1.87 on Top Sport, Ladbrokes, or Neds. In case you're wondering, why didn't we go either team 1-12? Because the best price available on that is $1.72 on Bet365. Still a good bet. But you know what? I will also make the case why I think the Cowboys are every shot of an upset in this one. So I'm very glad that we're basically getting either 1-10, but adding the key number of 12 with the Sharks. Padonis, how do you see this one?
Yeah, I lean the Cowboys as well, which is why we always like to take this style of bet when we favour the underdog. Because if we like the favourite, then we just lay the points with the favourite. But this is a game. It's going to be a finals game. It's going to be tight and tense. We've seen the Sharks up against these other top 4 and these elite teams so far this year. It's been pretty hard to separate them. And I think back to that game against Parramatta when they scored that last-minute try and they won by 2 points. That golden point game against South. So they have played these sides tight. It's going to be something similar here again. I think the Cows are going to have a point to prove that they can win a big game down in Sydney. And I favour the Cows.
So that's our suggested best way to play that one. But we've got 4 games to unpack. However, before we do that, let's get a word on how the markets are shaping up, thanks to Top Sport.
G'day, Tripod family, and we've got finals football here at long last. And what a round of matches we've got in store. We've got the Panthers and the Eels to open things up, where the market's actually jumped around a few points. It's gone from 7.5 back out to 8.5 back into a flat 8. And at the 8, the Eels have been supported. Obviously, the Eels have already beaten the Panthers twice in the regular season, and Penrith's got a few players back. Will there be a little bit of rust there? It's going to be a fascinating game, but at the moment, the support has been for Penrith in multis, but Parramatta at the start. And then in the next game, it's been something similar, where the Storm are 8.5-point favourites, and at the 8.5, we're $1.80 the plus, $2 the minus. An exact same scenario there, where there's been a lot of multis rolling through Melbourne head-to-head, but also the Raiders have been well-supported at the plus product. In the closest game of the weekend is the Sharks and the Cowboys, and that game has seen pretty much one-way traffic for the Cowboys at the minus. It's minus 2.5, 185. 195 the Cowboys, but I think that line's going to be pretty solid. That looks a really tight competitive match. And then the final game of the weekend is the rematch from last weekend, where the Rabbitohs obviously were dominated by the Roosters, but we've got no Joey Manu. We've got a few South Sydney players back, and obviously Cam Murray has been named. So whether he fronts up or not will be a huge impact on that market, because that was obviously a massive effect during that game when he got knocked out so early. So 4.5, but there has been support for the Rabbitohs, I think mainly on the back of him getting named, and obviously no Joey Manu. So it's been a good one to price. You know, you keep your totals a lot lower than what we have in the last few weeks in particular. You know, you're probably erring on the fact that you are going to lay a lot of pluses in the single bets and a lot of head-to-head multis. So we've sort of factored all that into our pricing, and just really looking forward to four really, really tight contests over the course of the weekend. If you're having a punt, do so responsibly, and good luck.
Thank you, Tristan. He did mention one-way traffic for the Cowboys at the minus. In fact, he meant the Cronulla Sharks, who are favourites, and they're the ones seeing the action, currently minus $2.50, $1.85 on Toppy. But because the line is tilted towards the Sharkies, you can actually get a plus +4 on the Cowboys at $1.80, which I definitely considered, but I like our same game multi even more, which we'll talk about very soon. We're actually going to hear more from Tristan as well tomorrow, because let me remind you guys, we're going to do a bonus show, a finals preview extravaganza tomorrow night, which is Thursday night, 7 p.m. live with The Undertaker, Benny, NRL Statsman and Dane. These are the other members of the Five Guys, along with Padonis, who've had great years. And we did that popular episode before Magic Round. We're going to do a similar episode, especially with no Thursday night footy. This will be a little bit of your footy fix. Tune in for that for some fresh perspectives on the games, as well as some overall finals chat, like top point scorer, top try scorer, early Clive Churchill medal, grand final predictions, and more. But it all kicks off Friday night, the Panthers hosting the Parramatta Eels, and the line is plus +6.5. The Eels, the underdogs, and Penrith are full strength. Not going to name all the changes, because there's mass changes, obviously, but it's headlined by the return of Nathan Cleary from suspension. Luai came back from injury 2 weeks ago, got a hit out, then rested last week, as all the starters were, but they're all back this week. Well, Parramatta didn't have the luxury of resting anyone, but they do have the ability to name the same 17 that got the job done last week against the Storm and earned the right to play in this game. I want to talk about recent history. Everyone knows it's in Parramatta's favour. Let's look at four of the last five encounters. You have both games which Parramatta won this year in the regular season. You have the finals last year that Parramatta lost by just 2 points as a significant underdog. And another game last season where Parramatta won by just 1 point, and that was in Penrith as well. That is a phenomenal record by the Eels when you, of course, remember that this Panthers side is one of the best teams in the modern era. Now, I am conveniently ignoring round 25 last year where Penrith beat Parramatta 40-6, but I think it's fair to throw that game out because Parramatta played a B team in that game. If you look at the recent matches, that's not one that I would expect to be indicative. Parramatta played a B team in round 25 last week, just like Penrith played their B team last week. And those are the 2 points I want to throw to you to touch on first, Padonis, is talk to me about the benefit of rest and whether you believe that outweighs any concerns of rust for the premiers. And also, how much do you factor in that recent history I just described in this Western Sydney rivalry?
Yeah, so firstly, I'll talk about the recent history, and you can say that that'll favour Parramatta, but there's also an argument to say that that'll also favour the team that's been losing, because then they'll be able to correct and rectify what they've been doing wrong in those games and get one back over those teams. And we've seen all too often when a team is undefeated against another in the regular season, it comes to a finals game and the result is flipped. I've seen it time and time again, and I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm expecting it to happen again this week. And I can understand the argument of rust versus rest. But for me, this is the Panthers team that is so in sync with one another's games. I don't believe there's going to be any concern there. And in reality, I think the rest factor is a massive advantage for this team, given that they've had experience as well over the Origin period, last year's final series. So you touched on at the top of the show how you said that finals games are harder and they're more scrutinized markets. And I fully agree with that. And in saying that, I've been a fan of Parramatta the last few weeks. We were actually on them 3 weeks straight. I don't have to remind everyone out there, we had best bets on them against the Bulldogs, against the Broncos, and last week against the Storm. But for me, this Panthers line is my biggest edge of the round, and I would lay the -7.5 at the moment. And I was surprised that this line wasn't above 8.5, and I had it closer to 10 personally, especially when I factor in home field. And I'd say that compared to regular season. There's probably another full point bump on home field and what it means at this stage of the year. And if we rewind all the way to round 20, when Parramatta beat the Panthers, we actually took the Eels that day as a best bet of +8.5, and that was at Combank Stadium. So when you factor in a flipped home field, this market to me is telling me that the gap between these sides is closed by over 6 points. And I don't fully agree with that. And yes, I respect Parramatta. I've upgraded Parramatta since then. You've got the rest element for the Panthers. They're now at full strength as well. Don't forget, in that round 20 clash, Luai and Stephen Crichton were both missing. And you've got the revenge factor as well. So I still have the gap between these sides bigger than what the market is at the moment. So all things considered, I would lay the points with the Panthers. And given what we saw last time, Nathan Cleary is kind of going to be licking his lips, because the last time we saw him play, he got sent off against the Eels. So I think he's going to be the best player on the field. I think the Panthers can handle everything the Eels throw at them. I think their aggressive line speed on defense can counter what the Eels want to do through their power game in the middle. And I think it's going to be tougher for the Eels to score some points in this game. I know that they scored a bunch last time, but we could preface that with the man advantage. Even going back to that game early in the season in round 9, they scored 2 tries just before halftime. 2 of them came out of nothing. I think back to the finals game last year as well, where Wonga Blake scored that 1 try for bomb, which came out of nothing as well. I think this is a fixture where the Eels are going to find it tough to score points. And I think that the Panthers will win by double digits. But I don't. But you didn't quite get there as well with the best bet, Jacob.
No, although I see your point, and I do lean to Penrith as well. If you really press me, and you lay as low as 6.5 points, probably have to play the Panthers. And the case for them is maybe some of us have forgotten how good they really are at full strength, because it's been a little while. But in the last couple of seasons, when they've been at full strength, how few games they've actually lost. And Penrith, when they're at their best, is the closest thing we have in the NRL to an unbeatable team. And I think back, you mentioned last year's finals. Penrith, they did lose in week 1 of the finals, but then we know they won 3 on the trot, and they had that significant injury toll. And now you're coming into this finals fit and healthy. It's kind of scary to think what Penrith might be capable of. If they hit the ground running in this game and they play their best footy, I'm with you. This line's too low, and Penrith will win by double digits. You talked about the game 6 weeks ago. I think that's a really interesting reference point. And tidy up a couple of things you said. You said we've been on Parramatta 3 weeks in a row. Yeah, we've actually been on Parramatta as a best bet 6 weeks in a row, starting with that game. And we didn't take +8.5. We took +10.5. So now the line is lower. That game was at Combank. This one is at Bluebet Stadium. So you're right. There's been a fairly drastic adjustment, but Parramatta has played really good footy in the last 6 weeks, you know, really comprehensive last week. And so I think that's part of the adjustment, as well as the uncertainty about what Penrith side we're going to get in this week, because form is a real thing. They are going to have to recapture that form. Maybe, I think you make a good point there, that they are so familiar with each other, but you still lost those reps and continuity that you can't quite replicate. I feel like if this was a series, if this was Panthers, Eels, best of 3, best of 5, you definitely go Penrith with the full tank of petrol. But it's not. It's best of 1, and the Eels have worked a lot harder to get here, but they have also played themselves into their best form. As I mentioned, we've been on them the last 6 weeks. They've won 5 of those 6 weeks. They've covered 5 of those 6 weeks. Really impressed me last week against Melbourne. The score looks closer than it really was with the late fight back. Also, I think the Eels are fortunate that the game in round 25 was a Thursday game, so they get a decent turnaround to prepare for this one. They remain in Sydney. They have not done much travelling this year. It's another advantage. And these are reasons why I can't lay the line, along with the fact I think this is one of the most important games of the career for Mitch Moses, Dylan Brown, Reid Marnie, who's leaving, Gutho, Brad Arthur too. This is such a monumental game for Parramatta, because they know they can win this one. Of course they can, and they won at this venue earlier this year. But if you beat Penrith in this game, you know you can beat anyone else in the competition, certainly at home and with a extra week preparation, the prelim. So you've got every belief you can win the comp if you can win this game. So I just have the sense that Parramatta is going to come and throw everything they've got at the Panthers, and it's not going to come easy. You're talking about that Penrith defense. It's not easy to breach. But I think it's going to come down to what Panthers side we get. If we get A-plus Panthers, they'll cover. But if they are a little below their best, then it could be too many points, and it makes for a mouthwatering encounter to kick off the finals. But to be honest with you, I can say that about every one of these games. Storm Raiders, I cannot wait to watch on Saturday. It's at AAMI Park, and the Raiders are the biggest underdogs of the round, plus 8.5. Jerome Hughes missed last week with a calf issue. Meaney and Bromwich got injuries in that game against Parramatta, but all of those guys are named, while the Raiders bring back Whiten and Whitehead, who were both rested for Canberra once they knew they didn't need to win on the weekend. Of course, they still won by a big margin. And I'm sure you guys have heard this stat that's been thrown around, that Canberra has won the last 4 times in Melbourne. But before I throw to you, Padonis, I do want to clarify that recent history for the underdog. It's not quite the same as what Parramatta has with Penrith, because 3 of those 4 Raider wins in Melbourne were pre-COVID relocation of games, which goes back to 2019 and early 2020. And if you remember 2019, that period of time included the Raiders making a grand final. So they were a pretty handy footy side that period of time. And one of the reasons they made the grand final, to be honest, was thanks to winning big games in Melbourne, including one in the first week of the finals that I can recall as well. They're not quite the same Canberra Raiders side. And you could flip it around the other way and say, yes, Canberra beat the Storm a few weeks ago in Melbourne, a game where Pappenhausen's season also came to an end. But prior to that game a few weeks ago, Melbourne had in fact beaten Canberra 5 in a row. So, Padonis, do Sticky's men really have the wood on bellyaches?
I think there's something to be said for that recent history. And if you go all the way back to 2018, when they just fell short of making the grand final, if you remember, that was the last game that they lost in the prelim in Melbourne. And for all those people that would have been on Canberra that day, I was one of them, where Edric Lee drops the ball over the try line. So that could have been 5 in a row down at AAMI Park. But
is that just, was 2016, wasn't it? In fact, I know it was 2016 because I still remember we had a pod best bet on the Raiders and they did fall short in that game. But carry on.
That was the 14-12 score, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I think that the Raiders do get under the Storm skin a bit, whether their style disrupts them and throws them off balance a little bit. I think that there is something to be said for that recent history, but maybe that bias is carried into the bookies a bit, because I think that they might be taking a bit too much history into account, because as we know, every year and every game's different. So I don't like to look at those. I like to look at the form and the teams on the day. And I think that their blowout win last week against the Tigers as well might be factoring into this line a little bit as well, and influencing it, because I think I had it a little bit higher. I would have had this line at 9.5. I think it even opened at that. I think it's come down a bit. I think I even saw a 7.5 pop up as well. I think Jerome Hughes, for me, so important for what the Storm does. I think he needs to be fully fit for them to have a chance of winning this comp, and they definitely are one of those sides that can win it outside the top four. We haven't been able to say that in recent years, that a side outside the top four can win, but I think this year is as good a chance as any, with 3 of arguably the form teams being Storm, Roosters and South all finding themselves outside. I know that in the last game, we'll talk about later, one of those teams in the South Roosters were going to knock each other out. But I think that a halves pairing of Cooper Johns and Meaney, I don't think they can cut it at this stage of the season to win you a comp. So I think Jerome Hughes has to be fit. There might be some doubt whether he is, though, because I think they rested him last week, showed their hand against the Eels, and I can't be too confident that he's going to be 100% to go. And when I factor in Jack Wyden's week off and such a training run performance that Canberra had last week against the Tigers, I think there are enough reasons for me to stay away from this game, because I can see a scenario where it's an exciting contest and it goes down to the wire. But with an extended turnaround from a Thursday game, we saw how brilliant the Storm were against the Roosters only 2 weeks ago. I think many people have forgotten how close they came to winning that game, which would have definitely saw them in the top four and would have been a completely different way that people perceive Melbourne. But I still think that they're an elite team and they're going to be too strong at home. So I would lean the points, but just enough reasons to stay off.
I mean, you're being kind if you're going to say they played brilliant when they were at home and they were a 4-point favourite in the game. They didn't win. But so it was a high-level match. And I've got no doubt that Melbourne at their best, you're right, can give the competition a shake. When I look at Canberra, we know they don't fear Melbourne. Let's agree that, whether or not the recent results in Melbourne helps them win this one. Canberra's always got that in their DNA. They don't mind being an underdog. They like to prove people wrong. And so they're going to come in and try and really mix it up with the Storm. And look, one thing we've told you about Canberra the last few weeks is they've had a really cruisy path to the final. And there's pros, to the final series. There's pros and cons, but look, they've scored 100 points in the last two games. They've played themselves into some really good form, and they haven't had to overly exert, where some sides that just scrape into the eight don't have a lot left in the tank. Raiders have got enough to pour it all out in Melbourne for sure. I look at the forward battle in this one. I think it's going to be such a physical encounter, and I can't wait to watch your Papa, Tapene, Hudson Young, Whitehead mix it up with the Bromwich Bros, Big Nelson and Brandon Smith there. You look at Melbourne, you don't look past Cameron Munster, who's going to play fullback in this one. He may well just be the trump card that gets Melbourne the win. Whether or not he gets a lot of help from Jerome Hughes, Harry Grant's there as well. If you're telling me Hughes is 100%, then I would play the Storm, and I think they will win this one, and they could win it quite well. If there's no Hughes, it certainly brings the teams closer together. And that's the question mark with Hughes, because was the Storm just being conservative and resting him to make sure it'd be sweet in this game? Or did they have no choice but to rest him, because it's not the first time this calf issue has flared up? You can definitely stay tuned for reports. You know, you might get a report that he's been training fine and he's definitely good to go. But Melbourne also quite well known for being secretive, so you may not know for sure. And that's the risk, one of the risks we're taking. Melbourne, but for me, yeah, because of that, I've got that doubt, and I do respect what Canberra are about and that they come in pretty close to as strong as they can be. I'm going to leave that one alone and enjoy watching it. Now, before the season, if I told you in this week one of the finals we're getting Roosters Rabbits, you say, yep, I can definitely see that. You probably think that's top four tussle. And then if I told you Cronulla would host North Queensland, you'd be surprised to hear that's a finals game. And you would never believe that, in fact, a preliminary final spot is on the line. But it is the case, and the Cowboys are 2.5-point underdogs in Cronulla. The home side has four big inclusions. Kennedy, Tracy, Finucane, and Rudolph are all starting. Talakai is named, but he did hurt his ankle late in the win over the night, so monitor that. The Cowboys get back Cohen Hess from suspension. You already know our best bet. We will go further in depth into this matchup, and I'll get your thoughts, Adonis, but first let's hear the Axes breakdown of this matchup.
G'day everyone. The finals, they're here. How good's this going to be? Four of the toughest games I've ever seen. Hard to pick. I'm going to pick one, the Sharks and the Cowboys. Both really good defensive teams. But for me at the moment, the Cowboys just shown they're prepared physically and mentally to go the distance. And I'm thinking Val Holmes playing out of his skin, come back from the NFL, and he's outstanding. He's looking very good. I love the Cowboys forward pack at the moment. They're starting to fire again. So I think they had that little bit of a lull after Origin. But, I'm going to go to the Cowboys. But if you like the Sharks, please, don't let me talk you out of it. I'm going to go the Panthers, Storm, Cowboys and Roosters. I picked the Roosters to win the competition at the start of the year, but I reckon they might be too beaten up with these games. Joey Manu doesn't look like he'll be right to play, so he'll be a loss. So for mine, I think I'm going to go the Panthers and the Cowboys to play in the grand final, and maybe the Panthers to go back-to-back. Love to see the Cowboys win it, but anyway, but hey, pick your own. It's a lottery. Good luck.
Thanks, Trevor. Thank you to Dabble making that clip possible for us each week. Use the promo code TRIPOD if you want to get in and have a go at Dabble and see what all the fuss is about. They got some special finals markets that you can check out and that we're going to discuss in tomorrow's pod. The Axe likes three of the favourites this week and one underdog, and that underdog is North Queensland. Is it just because they're the only Queensland side left in the competition, perhaps? Or do the Cowboys a legit chance to win this one?
Yeah, for me, the Cowboys are a legit chance. They were my favourite underdog as well this week. And I think we all saw the Sharks secure second place last week. And I don't know about you, Jacob, but I'm a little bit lower on them than their ladder position. And I've actually got them power rated sixth out of all the teams in the top eight. So I think it shows how tight it is and how the Sharks have maybe flown under the radar a little bit to get there. But I think that the Cows are still the slightly better side. They've got more balance to me, more strike power, they're fitter. And I just think that the Origin series as well, with these really young players, it's going to give them an advantage for having dealt with that adversity and experience and that kind of pressure, knowing that they can win and get a result. And I've got a few question marks for me on the Sharks. For example, how fit and how effective is Will Kennedy going to be? Because he's been out for a little while now. You touched on Talakai's ankle injury, but in 6 days, is that enough to fully recover from it? And then also Dal Finucane and Toby Rudolph are carrying knocks of their own. So are they 100% fit? And I touched on at the top of the show when we initially went through our best bet, but every time this year the Sharks have stepped up in class, they found it pretty tough. And if you take away the two wins that they had against the Storm and the Cows, and those were big wins that they had, but in those two games, there were substantial outs for both the Storm and the Cowboys. I think back to when they did beat the Cowboys in Townsville, the Cowboys rested all their Origin players on the back of that. And even still, it was 12 all at one point. Tom Lalau crashes over and it gets overturned by the bunker. So that could have been a completely different game. And that big win they had against the Storm over at Shark Park, that was when the Storm were going through their rut of four straight losses. They had a few big outs and the Sharks just steamrolled them. But then when you look at some of the other teams that they faced, I touched on the top, they beat Parra by 2 points. They had a golden point win over Souths, and they got blown apart by the Roosters in that big game there early in the season at Shark Park. So I think that the Sharks have found it tough. So I definitely think that leaning with the points is the way to go in this game, in another one that should be decided right down to the final whistle. So I think that the Cows would be the side, and it feels like a one-score game all the way. And that's why I really love our angle of being able to get a mechanical plus 12 and a half and 11 and a half. I think that's the best way to play it. But all too often this season, we've seen the team that we like, the underdog, they win by 13 plus. So if the Cowboys do that here, unfortunately, we're going to lose. But I think that in the finals game, Shark Park's going to be rowdy and wild. So I think it's enough to be tight and low scoring and the Cowboys to get home on the back of their fitness.
And if the Cowboys win 13 plus, I'll tease ahead, we will probably be winning our mixed matchup, if nothing else. Now, the Sharkies are the favourites, and I understand why they're the favourite, but I'm with you. I'm just not sure they should be. And I had a lot of the same points that you had. Returning players is going to help the Sharkies and their odds this week, but it's not always that easy to reintegrate your key position players like a fullback and a starting lock. North Queensland's had less disruption with their players. Even Tommy Dearden, he got a game back under his belt after that nasty knock below the belt. Cronulla and the Cowboys, you said that you've got the Sharks rated lower than the Cows, but these odds suggest that they're evenly rated because, of course, home advantage would be worth about 2.5 points. And that's another narrative built into this game. There's a storyline that the Cowboys struggled to win in Sydney. I don't quite buy that. They had a bad loss or a significant loss to Penrith, but it was a full-strength Penrith side. Taumalolo, we've got to get his name right. I know we don't go 100% on pronunciations, but you got to put some respect on that man's name. He didn't play in that game, right? And the Cowboys actually did pretty well to hold Penrith under 4.5 tries. We remember that well because we bloody had over 4.5 tries. They had 2,000 running meters and 70% possession. Only scored 4. Anyway, what were the other Cowboys losses in Sydney? They lost to a red-hot Roosters side at SCG in an emotional week, and they lost a game to Souths just a couple of weeks ago. We were on them. That was pretty tight, and Souths are strong. So I don't think there's a larger concern that this Cowboys side can't travel. I also had the same point about the Sharks' draw. They caught Melbourne and North Queensland at the perfect times, and that's why you can't read anything into the prior matchup between these sides. And look, Cronulla's won very well the last 5 weeks, but they've also played all bottom eight sides in the last 5 weeks. So these are all the reasons why I think Cronulla comes in favourites in this one. But I've got another reason why I like the Cowboys. They've obviously proven us very wrong all year in terms of our preseason predictions, but we learned through the course of the season, and we've made a bit of money back in the Cowboys plenty of times in the back end of the year. A player that has proven us and many others wrong is Chad Townsend. And I'm still not going to say he's a star, but he is a very high IQ footballer and a great leader. And who else is going to know more about how to beat this Cronulla Shark team than the guy that spent his whole career there before moving north? So that's why my instinct was just to play the Cowboys with the start in this game. I certainly think that's a good play. I do think they've got a great chance of an upset. But I don't want – that's just me making all the case why the odds might be a bit wrong. But in reality, I think – the Cowboys should maybe be a slight favourite. So I still respect a lot of the things that Cronulla are doing. And as you said, maybe they are under the radar slightly. So I don't think this is going to be a blowout in either direction. I'm expecting a high-quality game. And we you know our best bet then, plus 12.5 Sharks. So the Cowboys can win 1-12 or the Sharks can win 1-11. But we're also going to be factoring the Cowboys into our mixed matchup, which is Cowboys to score more tries than the Eels. Not points, tries. It's a little bit harder. because the Cowboys are favourites to score more points than the Eels. But to score more tries is $2.20, and you can have up to 200 on that on Top Sport. So for me, the Eels, they can keep it close against Penrith. If they do, they're going to have to defend like their lives depend on it. We know that Panthers' defence is formidable. We can't see this Panthers side giving up much at all to Parra. Could I see Parra scoring a couple of tries if they play really well? 3 would feel like quite hard work. But even let's just say if Parramatta gets 3 tries, well, the Cowboys are about $2 odds to score over 3.5 tries. So even if we need 4 Cowboys tries on Saturday, we've still got solid odds on this one. And I reckon there's a fair chance it'll take less than 4 tries to win this one. And we've explained why we like North Queensland. And look, guys, another great year for mixed matchups. They continue to be one of the most highly profitable markets ever created. I defy anyone to find a market out there that you can back every week and have the kind of returns that we've had on the mixed matchup and the record that we've had. And everyone can back these. Everyone can back them. All you have to do is have at least 50% of your turnover with Toppy on their regular markets as well, and you get access to any promo, any capped stake bet like this one. And last year, everyone could bet them with no caveat, no extra conditions, but they had boatloads of accounts being created by people to exclusively come and max bet the mixed matchup. And so they've had to bring in this rule to protect the odds for their genuine and regular customers. But I will just pose this question. Why do you think so many people were doing that? Ask yourself that question. I reckon the mixed matchup is probably a pretty good way to go. It's more often than not a pretty great bet. And we think it is this week. Good luck if you're on with us. We've got one game left to discuss. It's on Sunday. Roosters, Rabbitohs at Allianz. I'm actually getting deja vu. It's like I've seen this before recently. But this time the line is 4.5. The Roosters are favourite. And remember just a few weeks ago, we posed another question. Who's the best team in the NRL at that moment in time, a month ago? And the answer was the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. But because of a slow start to this season and some injuries, they are going to face off in the finals, and it's an elimination final, and injuries remain a key factor for these sides that we've got to discuss and understand. The Roosters get back Swalii, Tupou, and Radley, but the Chooks will be without their superstar center, Joey Manu. And Warrior Hargraves and Verrills did get knocks last week, but are named, so monitor those. The Rabbitohs get back Damien Cook, Campbell Graham, and are sweating on their captain, Cam Murray, passing the HIA protocols. He's named start lock. You know, I actually had a Roosters Rabbitohs grand final Quinella at 250-1, which I placed about 6 weeks ago. Unfortunately for me, it's going to be unlikely now to be the grand final. But whoever wins this one is certainly a real premiership threat from outside the top four, as you said before, Podonis. Who do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, this is going to be an absolutely mouth-watering game. And who said last week was meaningless, wasn't it? So credence, big kudos to the NRL for giving the players the maximum opportunity to recover for this game by making it the Sunday afternoon time slot, because I think that it's doing the game justice, because these are two sides that think the NRL wants to give every opportunity that they can come into this fully fit and healthy. I think last week's best bet that we took on the Roosters really shows just how strong that play was, because that was at $1.80 at Pick'em. Now the Roosters sitting at 4.5, and they've lost Joey Manu, as we said, and South have got back Damien Cook as well, which is a massive, massive advantage. So I think this game for me is just the highest variance of the round, and I think it's going to be a completely different contest to last week with both teams fully focused. I think South, you could argue that they didn't come into the game ready to win, fully focused last week. Part of that was giving Latrell Mitchell the week off to go back to his farm at Taree. He was slightly under. They didn't have the same impetus without Cook in the ruck. And we can't forget that nasty concussion as well that Cam Murray copped in the first tackle of the game. So there is some question mark about him and Radley. How much have they really recovered from those two? Because they were pretty sickening injuries. And I think that was Cam's third one this season. And as you touched on, there's some doubt over Sam Verrills as well. So monitor those, because they could swing the result pretty substantially either way. I think this game, to me, has one of the highest variances of the round, even though the line's so tight. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a blowout in this game, just because I know how dominant each attack can be. And the Roosters' right-hand edge is really going to have to be on song with Hutchinson and maybe Swalii, or maybe Momorowski will defend there, because if they don't defend Walker and Mitchell down that left-hand edge, that we know the South's attack is so dominant there, then I'll see them being able to score plenty of points. And yes, it is a Roosters home game, but with both fan bases able to purchase tickets, I was reading somewhere that at the moment, South are outnumbering the Roosters like 70 or 30 in sales. So I would be shocked if South weren't the dominant fan base in the stadium. So from that point of view, I can't really place too much value in the Roosters being at home. But gun to my head, I say the Roosters win the game, but I just can't lay them at the 4.5, given all those circumstances that have changed from last week. And I think that South would be the side if I was leaning towards a spread. But I do think the Roosters win the game and somehow get over the line. But it's going to be a fantastic contest and I can't wait to watch it.
I feel the same way. And you mentioned both 13s, Murray, Radley, superstars. And so important to what their teams do on both sides of the ball, both coming back from concussions. And that contest alone will be worth the price of admission. And look, the Roosters are not that well known for getting out in force, but that's a really important factor that you note there. The Rabbitohs could actually have the lion's share of tickets to that brand new stadium. The Manu out is huge. Like, he's just such a game breaker and such a star player, at least for the Roosters. You get Swalee and Tupou back the same week to help bolster the back line. And Robbo's got to get it right. That's so key. I had that point as well. Who's going to play right centre? I think most likely Romorowski, and how he reads that left side attack could be the difference in this game right there. We won our best bet on the Roosters last week. They're another team we've been riding throughout the final couple of months of the season. We've been aware of how good they are, and we've either won best bets on them each week or left the game alone. And that's going to be the same case this week, because we don't want to back against the Roosters, because they really are a well-oiled machine. The middle forwards are really laying a great platform for them. And then in this game, if their middle forwards get on top, you just can just see the likes of Keary and Tedesco putting that finishing touch on some plays. Whereas for South to win, their forwards need to match it with the Roosters. And then it's the usual suspects. It's Cook returning. It's Cody. And, of course, Luttrell, who I thought the Roosters really bottled up last week well, which started from really strong kick chase. But Luttrell is not a player that can be easily shackled. So you could see him having a big game. And as you say, you just call it a neutral venue then. Don't give anyone home field advantage. If the line's 4.5, then we're meant to believe the Roosters are 4.5 points better than the Rabbits, and I don't think the gap is that big. So I was close to probably wanting to play the Rabbitohs in this one, and that's despite still riding some Roosters futures and people thinking that I'm a closet Roosters fan. So I definitely think it can go either way. I have this notion that the Roosters might just get it done in a tight one as well. And anyway, in any case, it's an outstanding game to wrap up week one of the finals, and we will be live straight after it to react and recap what we've learned. It's also the game where you can win a jersey. That's right, the jersey giveaways continue into the finals. So comment who you think will score the final try in Roosters Rabbitohs and the minute you reckon they'll score as a tiebreaker. Don't forget the bonus finals pod, as I said, with the five guys tomorrow, 7 p.m. Tune in live if you can on Facebook and YouTube, or watch and listen later. And if you're an NFL fan, you're in for a treat, because we did an NFL special preview show Monday night. It was a great introduction to a massive NFL season, which kicks off Friday this week as well. What a time, hey? So enjoy the weekend, guys. Let us know your thoughts as always. Gamble responsibly and good luck with anything that you do back. And Padonis, say it with me. Lego.